For Thanksgiving this year, how about a side dish of grasshoppers? Chef Joseph Yoon of Brooklyn Bugs wants us to eat more insects, which he says are a much more sustainable source of protein. He was at the Museum of Fine Arts recently to put on his Bugsgiving, and the Zest podcast's Janet Keeler stopped by for a taste.
Tell me a little bit about that name, Bugsgiving. Where does that come from?
It really just shows a sense of gratitude. Instead of thinking of bugs just as a pest or a nuisance, to think of them as something that can potentially be delicious, something that is nutritious, edible insects, something that's sustainably farmed and harvested specifically for human consumption.
To us in the U.S., a lot of us are a little bit squeamish about it, but there's certainly people around the world who eat bugs.
Absolutely. 80% of the world's nations currently incorporates insect protein in their diet. So what we're trying to do is break down those stigmas and the sensationalism of eating bugs and really try to present it as an ingredient and also really place an emphasis that this is not an apocalyptic food or something for poor people or as a last resort, but rather this is a wonderful, responsible, delicious opportunity for us to be able to adopt something that can be delicious, A, be fun, and C, something that will leave something better for future generations.
But how do you get us over that visceral reaction of eating bugs? It's just, there's just something about it that's hard for a lot of us.
Our focus is on the fun and deliciousness of edible insects. Sometimes you want to hide the bugs in ground powder so you don't even have to look at it or think about it, but you're getting the nutrition and the protein. A lot of people, they want to see the bug because I'm eating a bug, so I want to see it.
You have some dishes here. So should I eat one of these dried crickets? This is a very tiny little cricket.
This is a roasted cricket.
A roasted cricket.
And it's shelf stable, so you could get it at grocery stores, and they're actually at a lot of grocery stores as well.
It feels like sometimes crunchy things that you get on salads and other things.
Well,
yeah.
That's why it's as a crouton sort of application or even putting on top of stuff.
And now as it kind of sits on the palate, I feel it more roasty. I feel that deeper flavor to it. So let's go on to this next
one. Okay, so this next one is a very playful dish and it features superworms and grasshoppers with Honeycrisp apple, and it has Greek yogurt, honey, and it also has bee pollen.
Now I feel like I'm having some sort of spice in there. Not a spicy thing, but now I know it's not honey, and it's not apple. So that's the super worm.
No, you got the grasshopper in that one. And maybe try I'd love to hear what your thoughts are on the flavor of if you scoop that one with these guys here.
Okay. Yeah. And these are the super worms.
I can't wait to hear what you think of the flavor.
Just so you know, there's three of them on here, so I'm not shying away. Much crunchier.
There's a heavy note of cheesiness that I get.
You're right.
Right? And sometimes it's hard to place it because you don't think you're what does this bug taste like? And we're trying to put new categorizations how we're going to describe these flavors.
Yeah. But, you're right on that with that super worm, having a cheesy taste. So, of course, it pairs really well with the apple and with yogurt because we often on a cheese board, you'll have
Absolutely. That,
a really nice aged cheddar, which it has that depth of flavor to it. So that makes perfect sense that it goes with that.
Hear Janet's take on shrimp with black ants and get more Florida food stories on the Zest podcast. Find out more at thezestpodcast.com.